The weather pattern is active and quite wintry heading through this holiday weekend. We have threats for snow and ice in our forecast, and travel conditions are likely to be impacted pretty much over the weekend, though it looks like Sunday, at least during the day, will catch a little bit of a break from this very busy weather. Right now, we have a complex winter storm impacting our area. It still looks like I-90 is a reasonable dividing line with snow to the north and more of an ice threat to the south. Right along the I-90 corridor, it's a mix of snow transitioning to ice in the coming hours into the early evening. So the snow is accumulating, especially across the north, where amounts will range from about 4 to 8 inches. There may be some heavier areas as well. Farther south, it's more of an ice concern as the air warms aloft to transition any of this wintry mix over to rain, but the problem is cold air that is stuck close to the ground, so we could have rain falling down, but then the ground below freezing. That, of course, creates the potential for that ice rink type scenario with freezing rain and freezing drizzle. Now, in terms of precipitation intensity, things will ease up heading into the night, so I don't expect a great amount of precipitation, but my concern is that there's still going to be a lot of low-level moisture left behind in the form of some freezing drizzle, freezing mist, and even freezing fog, and that could continue to create some icy conditions on the road. So if you are traveling tonight, be extra careful, as road conditions are likely to be quite slick. And then tomorrow, the next storm comes into the area, and you know, for days, it looked like temperatures would warm rather quickly during the day tomorrow. That doesn't appear to be the case anymore, so there is a potential for icing tomorrow morning through at least midday across much of our area, and that icing threat may continue into tomorrow afternoon as temperatures very slowly warm up into the mid-30s. So be aware that icing is likely to continue across much of our area into at least the lunchtime hours of tomorrow. So be aware of that. Now, across the northern mountains, we're likely to see a wintry mix through tomorrow. And then as the storm winds down late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, it may actually transition back to snow north and west of Albany. We get a break on Sunday during the day, and then Sunday night into Monday, another storm is going to race by. This one goes to our southeast and is likely to bring a round of accumulating snow to the area, so lots of weather to watch in the coming days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, a wintry mix of snow and ice, low 28 to 32. Tomorrow, a wintry mix changing terrain in some areas, then back to snow late with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a wintry mix of snow and ice, low 28 to 32. Tomorrow, a wintry mix changing to rain in some areas, then back to snow late with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, freezing rain and freezing drizzle, low 28 to 32. Tomorrow, ice during the morning and early afternoon, a gradual change to rain as temperatures slowly warm into the mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight a mix of snow, freezing rain, and freezing drizzle, low 28 to 32. Tomorrow, ice during the morning and early afternoon, a slow change to rain as temps warm into the mid-30s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy, mostly dry, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and then snow likely on Monday, especially during the morning, with highs in the 20s to near 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.